This lesson about entrepreneurship comes from an unlikely place, our car. When we get in our car and look at our dashboard, we can tell our speed, our oil, we can tell the temperature, we can tell all kinds of things about the engine. And this helps us determine at just one glance where we are, the status of the vehicle. And when we apply this to our life and to our goals, it can have a powerful effect. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and today we're going to be diving into the topic of metrics, tracking, dashboard, goals. But really at the heart of this, it goes into understanding where we are. It's about clarity and transparency, and often that's a conversation we need to have with ourselves. One of my favorite quotes about leadership is taking people from here, which is where we are, the here, the now, to there. Now, there's two really important key concepts here. Number one, we have to know where we are. We have to understand the current state of things. Number two, we have to understand where we're going. That's why so much of the entrepreneurial mindset is based on casting vision. Where are we going? How can we visualize the path and the destination so we can then orient ourselves to ensure that we are on track for that destination? Vision is essential. This is the case in every area of our life. I do a lot of talking about financial literacy. In fact, I'm also a financial literacy coach. And when I'm working with people, I often recommend that they use a tool. And the tool, I call it the net worth calculator. So you're going to sit down with an Excel sheet and you're going to look at all of your assets and you're going to look at all of your liabilities and you're going to come up with a number. And that number reflects your current net worth. Now, the first time you do this, it can be a bit discouraging. So I always recommend a glass of wine or perhaps some bourbon if you live near Kentucky like I do. But after this, when you make it a monthly practice, you will see at a moment's notice exactly where you are. So if you've set some financial goals for yourself, you now know if you're on track to meeting those goals. In other words, it gives you the clarity of the here and now, so you know what there looks like and how far away from there you are. This is basically a dashboard. Now, the term dashboard is coming from EOS, which is Entrepreneurial Operating Systems, the Gino Wickman model that I've talked about before on this podcast. I'm a big fan of their work. And the dashboard essentially gives us a visual snapshot of the current state of things. Just like in a car, we're driving down the road and we see that familiar sight of the police car nestled in the side of the interstate, and we think, oh no, how fast am I going? Well, we only have to glance at the dashboard to know exactly our speed and then to see that speed drop because we just hit the brakes. We can look at our dashboard and tell anything that we need to know, the vital components, the vital metrics of our car. But when we apply this tool to other areas of our life, it becomes incredibly powerful. It is especially powerful when we apply it to our goals. So if we have set a large goal for ourselves, maybe it's a wig, a wildly important goal, or to borrow from Jim Collins, perhaps it's a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal. And let me just say to the listeners out there, we need a BHAG in our life. If you don't have a BHAG in your life, I'm going to encourage you to stop this podcast right now, sit down, and just think about a huge, big, hairy, audacious goal that you can just say, that's where I'm going. That's what I'm going to chase after. Once we've set the goal, though, it is necessary to then create the dashboard. And the dashboard is going to be the reflection of the key metrics that if we measure, we know we will be on path to meet that goal. Now, there's a principle at work here. My friend Alex Judd from Path for Growth defines principles as concisely worded statements of truth that transcend circumstance. And the principle is that what we measure moves. What we measure moves. So we have to make sure that we are choosing the right metrics for our dashboard. Because as soon as we choose them, we're going to begin measuring those metrics. And when we measure them, you better believe they're going to move, because what happens is our behavior begins to follow the path of those metrics. There's another principle I love talking about, which is belief drives behavior and behavior drives results. If we want the behavior in place that will drive the results that we want, we need that belief system, which means we need to measure the key things that we want our behavior to focus on. I'm going to give you a very real example here. Let's say I set the goal that I want to have an immensely healthy, vibrant life. I just want to feel healthy. I want to be healthy in every area of my life. I want to have healthy relationships. I just want to be a healthy individual. Well, if all I do every day is step on the scale first thing in the morning and look at what the scale says, that's a metric. That is a key metric, but it is not the only metric that will determine my overall health. That metric determines my weight at any given point in time. But there are other metrics I'm probably going to need to consider. I might need to consider the amount of time that I'm spending doing my hobbies or whatever's fulfilling for me, the amount of time I'm spending in reflection and solitude. Am I spending time with friends? Am I spending time with loved ones? Am I doing work that is purposeful, meaningful, and fulfilling? Am I getting enough exercise every day? Maybe I should have a metric of, 180 minutes of physical movement a day. Maybe I need to be walking 10 miles a week so I can have a metric, number of miles walked this week. The dashboard is not a single metric. It is a collection of several key metrics that we put together to give us a snapshot of the health of the here and now and the planning toward the then. So I want to have a healthy, vibrant life. I better have a metric for my weight, for my exercise, for my food intake, for my time with friends and family. I'm going to have 5 or 6 metrics. But if I measure these things, it's going to put me on track to ensure that I am living the life that I want. Now, the same is true for your business. If you're running a business right now, you need a dashboard. Now, maybe on that dashboard, you're going to have something like, gross revenue, expenses, net revenue, total sales, new clients, whatever it is. Maybe for those of you who are in the content creation business, maybe it's newsletter signups. Okay, current number of subscribers, podcast people like myself, maybe it's number of listeners. Whatever that metric is, we need to create a dashboard that is large, that is visible, and that it is updated regularly. Okay, large, visible, updated regularly. If this is a personal dashboard for you, I'll tell you a great place for it is your bathroom mirror. Okay, I'm absolutely serious about this right now. Get yourself some kind of dry erase marker and write your dashboard on there. Current weight, number of minutes exercised, whatever it is, hours of sleep. How about that, right? Maybe I need to be getting 8 hours of sleep a night. So I'm writing my numbers somewhere where it's visible and I'm updating them regularly. What's your rhythm for updating? Is it weekly? Is it daily? Is it monthly? Set the rhythm and then stick to it. That way you can see over a period of time sustained growth. And that growth is going to encourage you to keep it up. And that's going to build the momentum. I mentioned Jim Collins earlier. Jim Collins also has a famous concept called the flywheel, which is this idea of a massive, huge stone wheel that looks incredibly imposing, incredibly difficult to move. But with sustained effort over time, the flywheel begins to budge, and then it slowly begins to roll. And once it's rolling, it takes less effort to keep it rolling. The same is true in our life. Once we get the patterns in place, once we begin living by these principles, once we establish the dashboard, we begin momentum. And momentum is a powerful force. And we can use that momentum to truly bring about the things that we want in our life. Look, at the end of the day, it's going to come down to this. What do we want? What do we want? What do we want out of our physical life, our spiritual, intellectual, relational, financial, vocational life? What is it that we want? What's the vision we're casting? Then the next step is, how are we tracking our progress toward that vision? Do we have a dashboard? Is it large? Is it visible? Is it updated regularly? That is my challenge for you listeners, is cast the vision, cast the dream, have a big, hairy, audacious goal, and then create a dashboard of metrics to measure where you are so you know how far left you have to go to meet that amazing goal.